Message number 162. Fear of the warning is not something I encourage. Wednesday, August 10, 2011 at 23:00. My dearly beloved daughter, the speed of global events leading up to the warning as foretold continues to escalate. Prayer, my children, is essential now as my followers all over the world, filled with the graces of the Holy Spirit, forged to form my army. This army, while quite small, and that many of my followers still have to understand that each of them plays an important role even now, will rise and lead my children up to the very end. All my children need to listen to me now. For every atrocity committed by man against man in these times, you must pray for the perpetrator in each case. Prayer for the sinners is now called for. By prayer you can invoke the Holy Spirit to bring divine light into these poor souls. Many of them are so blind to the truth of my Father's love that they wander around aimlessly, plunging from one crisis to another, so that everyone they come into contact with is hurt. If more of you ask for my mercy for these sinners, then the impact of the evil one's deeds will weaken considerably. This is the secret, my children, in diluting Satan's hatred as it spews forth like the fire from a dragon's mouth in an attempt to engulf the world in its hateful vapor. He, the deceiver, and his demons are everywhere. Because the faith of my children is so weak on a global scale, Satan's evil deeds have gripped mankind in a vice that is difficult to disentangle from. If my children everywhere believed in the existence of God the Almighty Father, this would not happen. Then Satan's grip would be weaker, especially if my children prayed for help and asked for my Father's mercy. Prayer is your armor now, children, between now and the time for the warning. Use prayer to save souls in darkness. After the warning, your prayers will be needed to help my children retain their devotion to my eternal Father and to praise His glory. Patience, silent prayer daily, the formation of prayer groups daily, recital of the Divine Mercy Chaplet, fasting, and the Holy Rosary to my beloved Mother combined act as the perfect formula for saving souls. Fear of the warning is not something I encourage. Pray now for your own and other souls through the act of redemption and before your face-to-face encounter with me, your beloved Savior. I smile with joy and happiness when I think of the moment when this great gift of my mercy is revealed to my children. It is a homecoming the likes of which cannot be described. For this will be when your hearts will be filled with my divine love. Your souls will be enlightened finally in preparation for the new paradise on earth. I will then bring you the comfort missing in your lives up to now, when you will become in union with me. Remember, children, the reason why I communicate to the world now. It is my desire to ensure that all of my children are saved from the clutches of Satan. It is also my deep, unfathomable love for each and every one of you that I must reach out my hand so that you can join with me to prepare you to come home again to your rightful home. Fear does not come from me. I love you, children. I am bringing you this glorious gift out of my love. Rejoice, smile, and welcome me when the sign appears in the sky. Raise your arms and sing praise to God the Father for allowing me this last chance to save you. Your beloved Savior, Jesus Christ, King of Mercy.